And now, if you will excuse me, the night is falling and I have no more time to spare. I regret that I cannot give you a more satisfactory solution to your problem. Good evening, Mrs.— He paused. I don't believe you told me your name.
Mrs. Frisbee,
the poor mouse said with a sob in her throat. But at the mention of her name, an extraordinary change had come over the owl. He turned back to face her again and stared at her most intently. Indeed, he gave an agitated flutter of his wings and half flew, half hopped closer to her, bending forward until his great sharp beak was only a few inches from her face. Mrs. Frisbee shrank back in fear. What had she done wrong?
Did you say Mrs. Frisbee?
Yes, you asked my name.
Related to Jonathan Frisbee?
Yes, he was my husband. He died last summer. He was Timothy's father. But how did you know about him?
That is not important, said the owl, drawing back a little and looking at her in a new way,
almost as if with deference.
I will say this. His name was not unknown in these woods. And if you are his widow, that puts matters in a different light.
Something in the way he said this caused Mrs. Frisbee's hopes to lift a little. What do you mean? She asked.
I mean, madam, that there is a way that your son's life might just possibly be saved. I did not mention it to you because I saw no way you could conceivably do it. And I did not want to arouse false hope. But if you are Jonathan Frisbee's widow, then perhaps it can be done.
I don't understand at all, said Mrs. Frisbee. What is this thing?
It is not a thing I can do myself. You must go to the rats.